friend. Go ahead, pull up a chair here to the table of fellowship, and welcome to Sunday worship here on this 12th day of September 2021. I am your host, Joey Kroll, and this is a program called Sunday Worship. It's been on the air for several years, and it's a joy to do it each and every Sunday. We focus on Christ. We focus on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. We worship the living word, and we study and encourage one another with the written word. Let's start things off today with a newer twist on a favorite hymn. It's The Solid Rock right here on today's edition of Sunday Worship.
I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand, all other ground is sinking sand.
Right, no greater place to stand. It is on Christ, the solid rock. Good to see you today. Hope you're having a great weekend. I'm your host, Joey Kroll, and this is Sunday Worship, a ministry of Great News Media. And I don't know if you ever read anything from Dr. David Jeremiah, and recently he wrote about a young man by the name of Robert G. Laterney, I believe is how he pronounces his last name. Well, he made God his business partner. Early in his career, he went on to design and manufacture a wide variety of heavy used equipment for clearing land, building roads, transporting heavy machinery. He and his wife also founded a university in Texas, and listen to this, and gave 90% of their large income to the Lord's work, living on the remaining 10%. You know, no doubt Letourney asked his partner for advice and guidance and blessing in his work, and it seems like God responded abundantly. Friend, is it right to ask God to bless us? Well, the Apostle James wrote that sometimes we lack because we ask God out of wrong motives. Dr. David Jeremiah said, if you ask God for his blessing, consider what you will do with that blessing when it comes. God blesses us so we may become a blessing to others. Listening to Sunday Worship.
Lord, I confess, bowing here, I find my rest. Without you, I fall apart. You're the one that guides my heart. Lord, I need you. Oh, I need you. Every hour I need you. My one defense, my righteousness. Sin runs deep, your grace is more. Grace is found, is where you are.
I need you. You're listening to Sunday Worship today. It's a joy to be hanging out here with you. I'm your host, Joey Kroll, and one of my favorite passages, Colossians 1, 15, 16, and 17. It says, He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation, for by Him, we're talking about Jesus, for by Him all things were created in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things were created through Him and for Him. And He is above all things, and in Him all things hold together.
Rock of ages, cleft for me. Let me hide myself in Thee. Let the water and the blood from Thy wounded side which flowed be of sin a double cure. Save from wrath and make me pure. Not the labor of my hands can fulfill demands. Could my zeal no respite know? Could my tears forever flow? All could never sin atone. Thou must save, and Thou Savior, or I die.
Rock of Ages, clap for me. Let me hide myself in thee. Rock of Ages, clap for me. Let me hide myself in thee. May we run this race. May we keep the faith. May our eyes be fixed on Jesus. That will not lose heart in our struggle with sin and through suffering, no endurance. May we arm ourselves with the mind of Christ to rejoice in trials and be not surprised. May our hearts be so consumed by you that we never see.
Well, it's an honor to enjoy the Sunday morning cup of coffee here with you. It's Joey Kroll. You can always connect with me on social media. Just visit facebook.com/Joey Kroll Online, or you can just search for Joey Kroll Online, K-R-O-L. Well, it was back in May the 11th, 2000, quite a few years ago. There was actually a computer virus named Lovebug. It was born that day. And it raced around the world, bringing businesses to a halt. Some of us might remember it. It was a deadly computer virus that caused millions of computer software programs to crash. One virus, but so much contamination. Friend, it's not the first time that a single virus has caused so much grief to mankind. In fact, it's a kind of replay of a deadlier virus that hit planet Earth more than 6,000-7,000 years ago, polluting the first human couple, Adam and Eve. And despite God's warning not to click on Satan's message, they did so with appealing consequences for them and through them to all mankind. That virus, dear friend, is called sin. Let us not click on Satan's message.
Clear the stage and set the sound and lights ablaze. If that's the measure you must take to crush the idols, jerk the pews and all the decorations too, until the congregation's few, then have revival. Tell your friends that this is where the party ends, until you're broken for your sins, you can't be social. Then seek the Lord and wait for what he has in store, and know that great is your reward, so just be hopeful. 'Cause you can sing all you want to, yes you can. Sing all you want to, you can. Sing all you want to, and still get it wrong. Worship is more than a song. Take a break from all the plans that you have made, and sit at home alone and wait for God to whisper. Beg him please to open up his mouth and speak, and pray for real upon your knees until they blister. Shine the light on every corner of your life, until the pride and lust and lies are in the open. Then read the word and put to test the things you've heard, until your heart and soul are stirred and rocked and broken. 'Cause you can sing all you want to, yes you can. Sing all you want to, you can. Sing and still get it wrong. Worship is more than a song. We must not worship something that's not even worth it. Clear the stage, make some space for the one who an idol. And anything I can't stop thinking of is an idol. And anything that I give all my love is an idol. Yes, I can sing all I want to. We can sing all we wait for what he has in store, and know that great is your reward. So just be hopeful.
Let the nation sing louder, 'cause now